Welcome to Close Up Radio, where our hosts Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters engage today's top thinkers from around the world to bring you information, inspiration, and thought-provoking ideas you can put to use in your personal and professional life right now. Covering a broad range of topics, Close Up Radio digs deep to discover what makes today's top thinkers tick. Close Up Radio, where ideas matter. And now, here's today's host, Doug Llewellyn.
Well, thank you so much. Hi, everybody. We welcome you back to Close Up Talk Radio today. We're excited. I hope it's a beautiful day wherever you are. I don't want to ruin it, but we're going to be talking taxes today. You know, you're going to have to face it sooner or later, and the end of the year is, hey, it's here, folks. It's days away, not around the corner. It's closer than that. And we are going to welcome back Gretel Seiler. She is the she's the owner of Lighthouse CPAs. She's a top-notch CPA herself, and she has over 25 years of working with business owners and individuals. And they're different. They're not just CPAs, her firm. They absolutely prepare accounting, payroll, and tax returns for hundreds of businesses, real estate investors, and individuals. But that's where other CPA firms draw the line. She goes the extra mile with her firm so that busy entrepreneurs can focus on running their business. That's the important thing. Her objective is to help companies generate profits without having to worry about struggling with all the bookkeeping. And that is just fantastic when you think about it. Gretel points out that individuals who have an average income and, you know, a W-2 and who own a home and have a couple of kids, really, they can't do a whole lot to change the amount of tax they have to pay besides putting money away in a retirement plan. But business owners, there's a whole different ballgame there. There are a lot of tax planning strategies they can work with, and most don't understand what their options are, and that's a shame. She encourages all business owners to seek out business advisors that will not just file taxes, but help you navigate through the many challenges that business owners face today. That's what we're going to be talking about. It's a really important subject, and if you are a business owner, a small business owner especially, you can learn a lot from this, and I think you're going to be fascinated by what Gretel has to tell us. So we welcome her back again. Her name is Gretel Seiler. She's based in Panama City, Florida. And Gretel, welcome. Nice to have you back with us. How are you today?
Thank you for taking the time to talk with me today, Doug.
Hey, it's my job. And I love my job. So it's a pleasure to talk to you, indeed. Let me begin by asking a little bit about a business advisor. I know you are CPA. Your firm is full of CPAs. But what? How do you describe a business advisor? I love that. Tell me what that means to you.
You know, a business advisor provides additional services on top of the things that regular CPAs do. You know, just about any CPA firm can help you with some of your accounting, tax preparation, payroll services. They can sometimes audit financial statements, review financial statements, and support clients with basic tax issues. But what a business advisor does is goes a whole level deeper, and some of it is actually just training a business owner in how to read their financial statements and understand what those financial statements are telling them. It's very easy for accountants to sit down and prepare a bunch of financial statements and hand it to a client. And you know what the normal client does with those financial statements? They open up their bottom drawer, they dump them in there, and they just don't ever look at them again, you know?
Exactly,
It's amazing. And those financial statements actually have a lot of information in there that can help a business owner improve their business. But we go beyond just providing them with their own financial statements because we can help them benchmark or compare their financial statements with other similar businesses that are in their same industry so they can see where are some things that they're doing better than others, where are some things that they aren't doing as well, what are some things they need to improve on to get to be one of the best in their industry.
And when you say improve on, are you talking about changing things that they do, the way they run their company, or is it how they handle the finances in their company?
You know what?
You're right.
It's both.
It is.
You impact your financials by making changes in the way you operate the company. And
right.
So you have to do a combination of the two. And I'll tell you that a lot of small businesses, the biggest problem they have is with cash flow. They have money come flowing in. They have money come flowing out. They take their records to an accountant at the end of the year to have their tax returns done. They get a big tax bill, and they go, how could I have a big tax bill? I don't have any money left. There's nothing going on. And that's not really the true factor of what happened in their business, but they don't understand where all the cash is coming in and going out is happening.
You know,
and then we, yeah?
That's all right. I was going to say that's so true. And when you talk about business owners putting the forms that you give them when they give them and they put it in the drawer, a lot of them can't read, really know what they're reading on looking. Isn't that also a problem? It's tough
absolutely
for them to distinguish. Yeah.
It
and
is.
And that's where you can help them.
They need some guidance.
No kidding.
And the other big thing is when you take your information to an accountant in February, March, or April and have them prepare the tax returns for you, they can't do very much to change anything because all they're doing is reporting what happened the year before. If you want to do tax planning, if you want to do things to reduce the taxes that you're going to have to pay, you have to meet before the end of the year and make decisions that are going to change things.
That's
plus,
so
one
important
of the other benefits that we provide to a lot of people is we do some tax resolution services. And you hear ads on the TV all the time, oh, go to this guy. He'll make sure that you pay pennies on the dollar for the taxes that you owe. And that's true for about 5% of the people with tax problems, but most people don't walk away with that, and we can help guide them through the whole system so that they can pay the least amount of tax payable, both income taxes, payroll taxes, and sales taxes.
And when you say, a lot of people may not understand, when you say tax resolution, define that for us.
You know what? That's when you got a tax notice from one of the taxing entities, whether it's a sales tax department in your state, whether it's the IRS or the state looking for payroll taxes or income taxes, anytime you've got something that says, hey, you didn't do something right, you really need people who know how to resolve those problems and help you. And especially if that tax notice said, hey, you owe $150,000 and you thought you only owed $15,000. And a lot of people don't realize that lots of times those tax agencies can make a mistake and they can just have the wrong number in a place. But it takes some effort to solve all that.
And do you help in that kind of situation? You talk about it? I mean, do you go to bat against the IRS for your clients?
Oh, yes, yes. We help people all the time. We had a client that they brought us a huge Christmas present because took us about 9 months with the IRS and the mess that they're in. And they had gotten a notice from the IRS that they owed like $130,000 in taxes. And we took a look at what was going on, and the audit that the IRS had done for them was done incorrectly, and we had to jump through a lot of hoops, but we did get it all recalculated and were able to prove to the IRS that the tax that they owed was only $30,000. That's a huge difference.
Wow.
I mean, they still owe taxes. It's not pennies on the dollar, but we did resolve an awful lot of their problem for them.
Well, boy, that's a big difference. Let me ask you, from your perspective, what makes you different from other business advisors? How would you answer that?
You know, an awful lot of that comes from my experience. I've been the CFO for large companies as well as small companies. I've owned my own company. I've bought and sold companies over the years. And so I have a breadth of experience that an awful lot of people who call themselves business advisors don't. They've been trained maybe in a small area.
Yeah.
You know, in addition, I've got master's degrees in both accounting and finance. And one of the things people don't realize about CPAs is we have continuing required education every single year. We have to do at least 40 hours of education a year, and I usually do 80 to 100, because there's so much information that you just have to learn to be able to take care of clients. The other thing that you find with a lot of business advisors is most of them are either employees of a big firm, and so they are trained in whatever that big firm's training them on, but they don't have any actual hands-on experience. Or sometimes it's a single-owner business, and they don't have any experience having to deal with lots of employees. In the past, I've owned a manufacturing company with 100 employees. I currently own two CPA firms where we employ 11 people. So when I'm giving business advice, I can give them advice from what I've already done. I've been there. I've done that. I've been through some of those problems, and I know how to solve a lot of them.
That sounds so important to what the difference, you know, that you can make. That's amazing. Let's get on with this subject here. I love what you're saying, but I wanted to ask you a quick question about individuals, because as I pointed out before, if you have a family and you're a worker and you have a W-2 and you have a couple of kids, there's not a whole lot you can do. But can individuals benefit from a business advisor as much as owners can?
You know, in some ways they can. They need a different type of help. You know, sometimes they have tax problems, and so they need tax resolution services. But lots of times, they need help planning for their retirement. They need help budgeting. They also need help paying down debt. You know, the average person today has so much debt, and they're living paycheck to paycheck. That's more than half of the individuals in this country are living like that. And what they don't know is that they don't have to. There are things that can be done that help get them out of that situation and help improve everything. Some of it is even, you know, career counseling, figuring out a way to make more money so that they can cover the bills that they have. But there is a lot of advice that we can provide to individuals as well as to businesses. Real estate investors need help planning for the sale of a property. There's something else that real estate investors, a lot of them don't know, and that's something called cost segregation analysis, which is kind of a complex thing. But if you take a building that you're renting out, you can sometimes take it and analyze all the different components that went into that building and write them off more quickly. And there are examples of commercial buildings where you can cut taxes by thousands of dollars by doing an analysis like that. There's just a lot of strategies that can be used for different types of groups of people.
That's great advice then for someone, you know, an individual, and of course real estate investors too. There just is so much to know. People do need help. Businesses need help. Individuals need help. And I've heard that it's most people overpay their taxes. Is that true?
Yes and no. You know, the people that are working a job and are getting a W-2 and have a couple of kids, really are not many tax planning opportunities. Their tax is easy to calculate, and other than contributing to a retirement plan, there's not very much they can change. You can sometimes take people like that and have them start a side job, and that side job can give them some tax planning opportunities and give them the ability to write off other expenses that they can't write off when they're just an employee. I tell you that for business owners and real estate investors, the answer to that question about overpaying taxes is a big yes. I'm amazed at how many new clients we have that come in and they bring a tax return that somebody else has been preparing for the prior years. And in just 20 minutes of reading through those tax returns, we can find obvious errors. We can find that they're missing ordinary deductions that people in that type of a business would normally have. It's just really terrible that those things are not being taken care of carefully the way they should be. And a lot of it's because they're not getting advice. They're coming in after the first of the year, and somebody's preparing a tax return for them.
Yeah. My question is, how can they tell whether they're overpaying or not? I mean, maybe they're using a different firm, not yours, but they're trusting that firm, and they're getting the information on what they owe to the IRS, and they pay it. How can they tell if they're overpaying? What kind of advice do you give someone like that without analyzing their taxes yourself?
You can't, because it's very individualized. You have to really sit down and do a deep dive looking at their tax return and their future plans, because some of the strategies that would work for one business or one real estate investor's not the right strategy to use for another one. It's not a cookie cutter type of situation. And a lot of the strategies that are more advanced that can actually help them save more might require them to change the structure of their company or break it into separate entities to take advantage of the different types of tax structure that, say, a corporation has versus a partnership versus a sole proprietorship. And, you know, and to be able to make sure that they're set up correctly for their end game. Someday they're possibly going to sell that property. They're going to sell the business, retire from the business, and some of that tax planning can also help get them ready for that future time. So it's just important to find someone who will sit down with them and take the time to go through it and detail an advanced plan, and then make sure that plan gets implemented, because some of the advanced planning strategies require you to do things like break your company into two parts. Well, there's a bunch of activities that have to be done to make that work. And if you miss some of those steps, you might not actually meet the requirements to be able to use that tax strategy. So it's not a two-minute meeting and a read a tax return and go, oh, no, it's a deep dive, and it talks about the future that the person wants to have so that to make sure that strategy is going to work going into the future.
You mean having an exit plan? That's what you're really talking about, isn't it?
Well, there's some of that, and that's important.
Yeah. I mean, most business owners don't think about that when they're running a company or starting it. An exit plan, that's too far away. Wouldn't that be the truth?
Well, that's true, but, you know, honestly, they should be thinking about that from the day they open the business. You know, a lot of people don't recognize the fact that a business could be their most valuable asset. It could be worth even more than their home if they operate it well. They have to make sure that they have repeatable processes, things that they could train a new owner on how to do so that they could pick it up and operate the business as well. They have to document things. They have to actually know who all their clients are and how to get a hold of them. I'll tell you, we had a client come in recently that had just bought a lawn service company. And they go, oh, this is going to be a great service. You know, there's 200 lawn services. I'm going to make lots of money. And we spent some time talking to them. They did not have a complete client list. They had a lot of addresses. They had some of the names of those owners. They had no way of contacting them by email. They didn't have phone numbers. They went ahead and bought that business. But I'll tell you, they've been struggling to get it pulled together enough to actually turn it into something that's going to make money. So a buyer is going to look at a business and say, hey, do I have everything I need to do from day one to operate this business? And the way to be prepared for that is for the existing business owner to make sure they have those procedures and lists and information in place at all times. Some of the other things they can do to get ready. Sorry.
Yeah, no, it's okay. Go ahead.
Some of the other things they can do to get ready for an exit plan is to run the business just like they are training a manager. Even if they don't get big enough that they can hire a manager, if they have everything in place so that they could train the new owner just like they would train a manager, they're doing a lot of the right things.
There, you know, this is such a fascinating subject to talk about. Let me ask you something else about tax laws changing. You know, have they changed? Every year they change to a degree. But what about since COVID? Have they changed since COVID, you know, came into effect and had such an impact on this country and everybody?
You know what? They have some. There have been a few things that changed since COVID, which includes some bigger deductions for individuals and credits for individuals. A lot of those are expiring at the end of 2022 here, and so starting going forward in 2023, those deductions are not going to continue to be available. But and there have been some things that really help businesses, including the employee retention credit, and you know, back when they did the PPP loans and those not being taxable, there were a lot of things that impacted businesses and helped them during a time when they were impacted negatively by the COVID itself. But honestly, the biggest tax law change occurred in 2018 with the Tax Cuts and Job Act. And one of the things a lot of people don't realize is almost everything that was in that bill is expiring for 2025. And so they need to begin to plan now to get ready for when all those things phase out, because the rules we've been following since 2018 are all going to evaporate unless Congress decides to extend them. So it's always a moving field that you're playing on when you're trying to do tax planning.
Golly, it's so hard to keep up with all of this. That seems to me it really. That's why you have to take some your 80 to 100 hours of continued education is so critically important, and it makes so much sense. And I doubt most CPA, you know, owners like you spend that much time in it. Do you think you're right on that? I'm right on that.
You know what? For most of them, that is absolutely true. We try to make sure that we stand out in the crowd. And even more than CPAs, there's a lot of business owners that kind of try to do it themselves, but they don't have that 80 to 100 hours to go in and deep dive and figure out what's best for their particular company to save taxes. They're going to spend more money and lose more revenue that they could earn themselves than what they know how to do best by not using a CPA. I mean, think about a dentist. Him spending 100 hours trying to figure out tax law instead of being a dentist, he could pay us and he's still going to come out ahead if he spent those 100 hours being a dentist. It doesn't make sense to try to do it yourself, that's for sure.
No kidding. You know, you've been doing this a long time. Let me ask you a little bit to go into business or strategic business planning a little bit deeper. How does it work for it? Do you go to a company and help them go through their books and help plan? How do you go about helping them plan for taxes? It seems to me there's a lot more there than meets the eye. Help me out on that.
Well, there definitely is, and although we do a lot of the accounting and support work for them from our offices, we actually try to make sure we go out and visit our clients and see how their actual business operates, because there's nothing like you gain so much from actually seeing things, and you notice things that don't necessarily show up in the numbers or the books, and we kind of surprise the clients when we take them on as new clients, and the first time we go visit them and we go, look, we want to actually see your whole operation. We want to drive around and look at all the things that you're doing so that we can actually do a good job of advising you. And I've had them say, oh, my last CPA, I had him for 10 years and he'd never even came to my store. And I'm thinking, you know, you just don't know how that business operates without spending a little bit of time at least figuring out their operations. How do they meet with their customers? How are they displaying things? There's a lot of marketing and advertising and activities that a business does that impacts their bottom line that accountants never get to see if they sit in their office all day long. because all they're going to see is the results, the numbers that come from what they've been doing.
So how does your experience as a business owner yourself, who've had to deal with things like marketing and planning, how do you think that helps you in dealing with your clients? I would think it would be a big bonus. Would I be right?
Well, it is huge because some of the things that I teach clients about are I learned because I made a mistake doing it myself the wrong way. You know, those are the lessons you never forget are the ones that, whoa, okay, that didn't work. I let the salesman talk me into buying their product that was supposed to improve my marketing and do all these things, and you know what? I didn't get a single client from doing that. So you just learn a lot of things about activities to follow through on and what things work. And you also have to recognize that the things that work for one type of business don't necessarily work for another one. You know, accounting is a very personal business where we deal with people one-on-one an awful lot. There's other businesses where they don't ever even have to talk to their client. They buy things, you know, online, and the only time they need a person is if something really, really goes wrong with an order. So depending on different types of businesses, they have to use different strategies to grow that business.
You know, one other question. You're based in Panama City, Florida. It would be great if you could come visit clients, you know, every client. But do you only work with clients in Florida, or do you work with clients all over the country?
We do have clients all over the country. We actually have some kind of interesting ones. We have a school that teaches yacht design, and it's headquartered in Texas, and we take care of some things for them. So we can deal with people just about anywhere. We are set up to be kind of a paperless office. We use things like secure portals to transfer information back and forth so that information is not going through the very unsafe email systems that are out there.
Right.
And, you know, we can use Zoom. We can do a lot of things to talk to clients that aren't local. But it does help sometimes to be local, and we have clients that are two or three hours away from us that we do make an effort to go see at least a couple times a year and sit down and talk to them at their place of business and get an idea of what's going on with what the activities that are happening for them.
You know, I would think that would make such a huge impression on a company if their, you know, their tax, their you know, planner or CPA came to their business and actually visited with them and looked and saw how they run their company. That has to be impressive, I would think. That would be wonderful. There are just, and you know, this is, we're coming up on the end of the year now. I guess it's for folks who are listening, it's too late to make changes that they haven't already for this year's taxes. But you point out it's you have to plan ahead to make the really take advantage of proper tax planning and save ways to save money. You can't do it at the last minute, can you?
No, not to really get the total cost savings that you could get. You need to start meeting in September or October, or sometimes even in February or March, because some of the strategies that you have to follow take some time to implement.
Well, Gretel, this has been very great talking to you. It's so much information you have. I just want to point out again, you are the owner of LighthouseCPAs.com. You have a great website with a lot of information. Anybody interested in wanting to know more information about you, get in touch with you or about your company, go to this website, LighthouseCPAs.com. Very simple, LighthouseCPAs.com. Thanks for your information, Gretel. We appreciate it. And Happy New Year. It's right around the corner, just a couple of days away. Happy New Year to you, okay?
Thank you, Doug. Have a Happy New Year as well.
Thanks, Gretel. We appreciate it. All right. Thanks, everybody. Hope you learned something. Very important subject. Absolutely.
You have been listening to a broadcast from Close Up Radio, a division of Close Up Television, Incorporated. For more information about our show and to be considered for future broadcasts, please visit closeuptelevision.com. You may also learn about us on social media and listen to us on podcast and internet radio. Thank you for joining us, and we hope that you have an empowered and productive day.
That we do, everybody. I'm Doug Llewellyn. I'll see you next time. Till then, take care. Bye-bye.